Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Earlier this month, Governor Bevin declared a statewide emergency due to forest fires, especially those flaring up in south and northeastern Kentucky. We'll get to that, but Kentucky Division of Forestry Fire Chief Floyd Willis reminds all that outdoor burning is banned within 150 feet of a woodland between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Everything, of course, depends on the current conditions, how dry it is, and wind is a key factor, and if the humidity is low, there is a high chance that it can escape from you. We have actually had landowners that had a lot of problems trying to put the fire out themselves, and they end up getting hurt or overexert themselves. So if you have one escape, it's always best to call 911.
Already this fire season, firefighters have responded to over 60 fires in 20 counties. Over 5,100 acres have already been scorched.
There's research done through the University of Kentucky that each fire we have in Kentucky costs the landowner on average $404 per acre to their woodland. That's the cost in timber damage from a wildland fire. So it does have a huge economic impact on our state as well.
In some counties, school systems were closed. Some outbuildings have been lost. As of production of this program, no homes had yet been destroyed by the fires. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
As you might imagine, the leaf drop every fall is a part of the problem during the fire season, as Floyd Willis explains, for a couple of reasons.
The fuels, we call them, or the materials build up on the forest floor, but maybe even more important, it allows the sunlight to directly hit the forest floor when the leaves are off, and then that, on the days it's real sunny and the wind, it dries everything out a lot quicker. And during that window of late October through November, you have days where the temperature's still warm and you have wind events come through, and that's when a lot of people are in the woods, you know, for hunting, or they're wanting to get rid of debris and they might burn a debris pile, and that's typically when we have all of our fires.
The outdoor burning ban within 150 feet of a woodland during daylight hours runs through December 15th. A simple way for all of us to do our part. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.